Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, the Ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Family Values Radio, 1010 KXXT. I'm your host, Christian Counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host, Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real-life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others. So if you tuned in last week, we talked about my passion as a marriage counselor, and that's just to really help marriages grow and have happiness and joy and connection and closeness, which is really a lot of what I want, what I believe that God wants for us in our marriage. And we talked about the obstacles that get in the way of really having a healthy, godly marriage. The main thing that we talked about is fear.
Right.
And how when fear takes root within marriage and between a husband and a wife, it causes a lot of distance and separation. And then what happens is couples fall into very predictable patterns that we call the fear cycles. And so right now we're just going to do a quick overview of the first two of those fear cycles, and then we'll get into the third one. And most importantly, what we're going to share with you today are five tips that if you are stuck in a fear cycle within your marriage, these five tips are going to be useful tools that you can begin to replace that fear with a sense of trust and security and love. So the very first fear cycle that we talked about was the fight fear cycle. And I gave that picture last week, Carrie, of, you know, me walking across the street and a big Mack truck barreling down the road, and how when you are faced with something very threatening and scary like that, your body snaps into the whole fight or flight response that we have, a very primitive type of response.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Every time you bring up that vision, I get the image of someone that's actually going to try to fight that semi-truck because that's not going to work very well.
That would be the a very inappropriate.
It would be wrong because you really just got to run from a semi-truck. You're not going to stand there and fight it. But
right. So. Yeah, you would have very poor assessment skills if you decided to take on a Mack truck barreling down the road.
So with that image, the only option is either freeze
or run. Or flee. Yes.
And if you freeze, you're in trouble too.
So. Yes. Good point. So what we were talking about is in that same way, when you're caught in a moment of frustration or an argument, or even like a moment of disconnection with your spouse, it really has, it triggers the same type of response in your brain. The amygdala, we didn't get into this a whole lot, right? But the amygdala, which is a little almond-shaped part of your brain, it's the fear central part of your brain, gets activated. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole fight, freeze, or flee response that we all have. And so when you're in that heated moment with your spouse, it's the same type of reaction. So couples fall into that place of fear, and they fall into these cycles. So the fight, fear cycle is characterized by both partners in attack mode. And this, right. And this pattern or this fear cycle, no one is really backing down. Both are just, they're going at one another. And it's very destructive. A lot of times there's a lot of hurtful things that are said, and then a lot of hurtful things that are done. And absolutely, like I think I used that picture of the War of the Roses. I mean, these are two people who are just yelling, maybe screaming. It's intense. it's pretty scary. Mm-hmm. Both are playing offense. No one's really backing down, right? Then we got into the fight flight or the fight flee fear cycle, and we had talked about how this is the most common fear cycle. And let me just talk about fear, because you had brought in a really good point last week when we were talking about this. We had talked about vulnerability and how on the outside, when you're stuck in one of those patterns or cycles, how on the outside, a lot of times what we show is our protective defensive mechanism, right? We show anger, we show apathy, we stonewall, we accuse or we attack or we get critical or we blame or we defend, right? That's usually what we show. And all that does is it just keeps us stuck in those fear cycles or those fear patterns. And right. So the whole flight fear cycle is where you have one person who falls more into the maybe attacking, being critical, playing offense, going after the other person in the relationship, who tends to be more on the defensive side, pulls away, and withdraws from the conflict. And that creates this circular loop. The more right. that one person attacks, the more the other person defends, the more they defend, the more they attack, or the more that one person pursues, the more they withdraw.
Right.
The more they withdraw, the more they pursue.
Like a dog and a cat running, chasing each other in a circle. So what I think of, they're going in circle faster and faster.
Yeah, like one of those cartoons, like when we were mm-hmm. a kid, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you had brought up how within this fight-flight cycle, typically, not always, but typically, the person who falls into the fight mode is the wife or the woman, and the person who falls into the flight mode is the husband.
Yeah, the woman's the boxer in this, and the man's the little kitty cat.
Yeah. It can be reversed.
Right.
Right, but most often this is the case. And then you had asked me a really interesting question last week.
Well, my struggle with this and hearing the fight flight or pursue withdraw analogy with the relationship is that the woman is usually the fighter, and she wants to make sure and fight for relationship, make sure it survives, and just keep going whatever it may sacrifice, you know. And the man seems to be, I'm just going to hide behind my rock or computer or TV, whatever, my office, wherever they're going to hide, they're going to go hide. And they avoid any conflict. And so just that's a hard thing for me to reconcile and I guess have compassion over the man's role in that, because I'm thinking, well, they're supposed to be the fighters. They're supposed to go out there and slay the dragon. Why are they hiding? And she's doing the fighting. To me, I think there's a role reversal there that I think the man should be the fighter. And that, you know, so it's hard for me to have that, well, why is he hiding? What's wrong? He's doing the wrong thing. How am I supposed to have compassion and understanding for that other side? Obviously, I'm more of a fighter.
Right. So I think that what you just said is probably captures the experience of a person who is more in the pursue or fight role within this cycle or this pattern. Right, because we all respond and react to what we're seeing on the surface. So for the husband who is more in the flight role, withdraw mode, what he sees is the anger, the criticism, the attacking. Right, and so there are some guys who do go into fight mode, and that's the whole fight fear cycle.
Yeah.
But there are other guys who tend to try to diffuse the conflict. But what inevitably happens is when you don't engage, and I'm not saying that you engage in a on a negative level, more meet the defensiveness with more defensiveness. But when you don't engage and maybe fight for the connection like you're talking about, it just, and you just pull away and withdraw, all that does is creates that vacuum, mm-hmm. so to speak. And so that's often perceived by the person who is in the fight mode or pursue mode as he doesn't care.
Right. And I think one time you explained it more as when thinking of it as children, like all men used to be little boys, right? And when you're maturing and growing in strength and just that fear that what happens if I can't control my anger, if I'm fighting back, what happens if I'm out of control? And it seems safer for those men to just keep it all bottled up.
Right.
Is that?
I think.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I think what you are getting to is that on both sides, when the person who is pursuing, and by the way, a person who's pursuing doesn't always go into attack angry
right.
mode, but sometimes that happens, right? But the person who is pursuing, even if they're angry and they're kind of lashing out, what we know is that underneath that, there's the fear, there's the hurt, there's the unmet needs behind every, virtually behind every complaint or criticism, there's an unmet need,
mm-hmm.
right? Men tend not to see that, though, right? So underneath that is all of the vulnerability that we've been talking about. And the person is not reaching out in a soft and vulnerable way. And that makes sense because what they're perceiving from their spouse is he's not there, he doesn't care, he's apathetic, he's unavailable emotionally. Mm-hmm. There he goes again. He's just retreating to his office or his computer.
Right.
Right. And so as the man in that interaction and dynamic, when there's anger and frustration and it feels dangerous again, it's threatening, right? There's a lot of fear, like this is going to escalate no matter what I do or no matter what I say, no matter how hard I try, it doesn't seem to be enough. She's never happy. I can never satisfy. These are kind of the things that I hear.
Right.
Right? They get to that point where they shut down, not because they don't care, but oftentimes because they feel helpless, hopeless, it's their way of trying to keep the peace or diffuse the argument.
Right, and not let it become the fight cycle.
Which is very destructive.
That could be more
dangerous.
Harmful.
Exactly. Right? Okay. And so on the other side, where the pursuer is coming, again, we only see, it's like Transformers, right? There's more than meets the eye. So we're only seeing, sorry, I'm a nerd. we only see what we're showing on the surface. And so on the other side, the wife sees this guy who's shut down, closed off, doesn't seem to care. And that triggers more of that fear, which oftentimes comes out as anger. And we're right back into this fight or flight fear cycle. So
right.
You can see how circular it can be, how you can get really entrenched and stuck in it, how mm-hmm. there can seem to be no way out, and how the perceptions that you have of each other can really be distorted. Because we
right.
we're not opening up, we're not, well, that's getting to our tips, but maybe let's jump into our...
The third one. So what's the third... Well, first, let's talk about who you're listening to. If you're just tuning in, we are the Connected Life Radio with Carrie and Travis Fry on Family Values Radio 1010 KXXT. So if you want to learn more about the Connected Life, we have a Facebook page at www.facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And if you're looking for counseling, then you can go to either our website, which is counselingphoenixscottsdale.com, or you can call us at 623-680-3486. That's 623-680-3486. So we've been talking about the fear cycles. There's three different fear cycles. There's the fight, where you're both attacking each other. There's fight, flight, where one person is fighting and the other one's running away. And then there's a third one. And the third one that we're coming up to is flight. So yeah.
Both people are running yeah.
in opposite directions.
Yeah. So really quick about the flight. Typically, this pattern emerges when couples have already been stuck in the fight-flight or the fight-flee cycle or the fight-fight cycle. And if you've ever been in a restaurant and maybe you've seen a couple that's sitting there and it's icy cold, there's a lot of distance. And I'm not saying every couple that comes off this way is maybe in this pattern or cycle, but you can just see, maybe kind of feel the distance or the tension. No one's opening up, no one's sharing. There's not even arguing or fighting anymore. And some might say, well, that's a great thing. But in this type of pattern or fear cycle, it's not a great thing because it means that people have started to disconnect and detach from one another.
They gave up. There's no more hope anymore, right?
Helplessness has settled in. It's like the couple has been beaten down by the fear cycle. Oftentimes, it's the most dangerous cycle of all because it's when both people are on the edge of, again, detaching.
Leaving.
Mm-hmm. Leaving, separation, right? And so, when couples get to this place, when they come into my counseling office, it can take a lot of work just to get them engaging with one another
then
again.
Then we start caring again or have any hope at all, right?
Right. And so that's the flight cycle. What I want to say about all of these cycles is that, you know, again, the common denominator in all of these things is that fear has settled in. There's all of these negative emotions like hurt, sadness, loneliness, and oftentimes there's a sense of rejection and abandonment. When I cut it to the core, those are the two things, the two experiences that most couples talk about in their relationship. I feel rejected and I feel abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Or a fear of rejection and abandonment.
Or a fear of rejection and abandonment, right? So it keeps them stuck in that place of fear. It keeps them stuck in their defenses. They don't risk. They don't open up. They don't have that vulnerability. Their spouse does not become what God has designed their spouse to be, which is that safe person to reach out to and to turn to for comfort and for care.
That fear comes in and makes them think, well, if I am vulnerable, what if they don't love me anymore? What if they don't want to accept this part of who I am?
Right. And absolutely, we know that Satan's goal is to kill, steal, and destroy. And I believe that fear is one of his major weapons that he does that. Maybe we can talk, Carrie, and get into what you have actually labeled a grace cycle. And a grace cycle has some very specific components to it. It has components of risking, taking the risk, reaching out with your vulnerability and your needs, and then responding in a way that offers comfort and care to your spouse. And so this grace cycle is where both partners can openly risk by sharing their deepest fears, their deepest feelings, their needs, their wants, without falling into those negative patterns. And it's where both can respond to one another with comfort, care, reassurance.
Right. I think I'm going to read this verse.
Go for it.
It's John 4:18. It says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." And the thing that makes me think of is there's so much fear in these cycles where we're fighting and we're running and we're hiding, we're attacking, and it's all to protect ourselves, and we're trying to protect ourselves from any pain. And I think that the point and what God has to say about it is that we have to be courageous in our love. And that this courage that needs to be embedded in at the heart of our marriage needs to say that you are willing to stand up and endure pain and discomfort in order to reach that higher goal, whatever it may be, to reach the kingdom of God. So if you need to risk and possibly endure pain, maybe you're fearful that your partner will reject you. Maybe they'll reject you, but be courageous in that love and be able to say, okay, they can reject me. I can have some of that pain in order to be able to have the chance that eventually, even if it's not right away, eventually maybe they'll give me grace and I can have that connection and I can receive Christ's love from my partner. And when you are able to stand up and endure that pain, that is being Christ-like in a marriage. I think that is being willing to endure the suffering that Christ endured for us and put yourself out there. And that's where that grace cycle comes in, where right. You're standing up, you're enduring that pain and discomfort. But in doing that, you're allowing your partner to impart their grace on you. And when they can impart their grace on you, they are going to be more willing to endure pain and discomfort in order to allow you to impart your grace on them. And it's a cycle, just as the fear cycle might be.
Right. It's the cycle that we all want to have in our marriage. You know, 1 Timothy 1:7 says, For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control. And so, Carrie, I love what you just said in talking about the grace cycle and the courage that it takes. And as you talked about it, you know, I was reminded of you talking about Christ and his willingness to in essence, take the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and to put himself out there on our behalf. And we had talked about how at the root of the fear cycles is rejection and abandonment.
Right.
And if there's anyone who knows those two emotions or who has had that experience, it's Christ. You know, I think about him hanging on the cross.
Yeah.
And the separation, you know, we talk about at the root of this, there's that fear of separation and isolation and loneliness, rejection and abandonment. He went through all of that, and he did it willingly out of love for mm-hmm. us, right? He took that risk, and he knows exactly what that's like. He knows what it's like to be betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what it's like to be denied and abandoned as Peter denied him three times, right?
Right.
He knows what it's like to be separated from the Father. I mean, my goodness. And so all of this to say, if fear has taken root in your marriage, man, there is hope, right? There is hope in Christ, and there is hope that you can take that fear, and perfect love can cast out all of that fear. I know that I said that we would be able to get to our tips here, and if you've been tuning in for the past couple of weeks and you've been holding on, then I want you to know, come back next week and I will give you my 5 tips on how you can stop these devastating fear cycles in your marriage. Just really quick, to connect with us, you can visit us at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. You can call us at 623-680-3486. And Arizona, as always, get connected and stay connected.